Hi, I'm Jen Larimore. I'm the host of Mom First. You are listening to a special episode series about how I am making 2023 my fittest year ever. This isn't your typical fitness podcast. I'm not a trainer. I don't run marathons. I'm just a regular working mom living in a sleepy Midwestern town who, after five kids, 20 years of desk work, and a pandemic, is ready to finally make 2023 my fittest year ever, mentally and physically. For me, it starts with reclaiming what it means to be fit. So I'm learning to love myself just as I am today, to nourish my body, and to give it the joyful movement that it needs today so that it can serve me for decades down the road. Imagine what it would be like to reclaim the word fit for yourself too. Come with me. Let's ditch the body shame, the toxic diet culture, and yo-yo results, and truly make 2023 our fittest year ever. Grab those earbuds, get your yoga mat, and let's go. Hello, my friends. We're a month into 2023. Hopefully, that means that all of us are finally realizing that there's no magic fairy that's going to come and sprinkle fairy dust on us and magically transform us overnight into the new you that we want to become just because it's a new year. Making a new habit, reaching a goal, doesn't happen overnight. It takes time and effort. It's actually super simple in that way. And yet we're often sold something else. We're told to try the latest diet, buy some new fitness equipment, or give the hottest challenge a try, all in the hope that it will somehow change us, transform us into someone new, into something better, more perfect, more worthy. Here's what I want to tell myself. I don't need to be transformed. I'm wonderful and beautiful and absolutely just right, just perfect, just as I am right now. And frankly, what the research says is that all those fads, those diets, all that equipment, the challenges, in the long run, they don't work. What does work is small, consistent, incremental change. It's tiny steps to create long-lasting transformations. And that's the kind of change that I'm looking for. I'm okay with not reaching my goal next week. It's all right with me if it takes me a long time. If it means that I'm more likely to be healthy and fit when I'm 60, 20 years from now, then I'm willing to do the small, incremental, hard things right now to make that happen, no matter how long it takes. I used to think that this kind of slow, incremental change was boring. But guess what? I'm finding out it's actually kind of thrilling. When you stack together behavior after behavior and habit after habit, you create those big results in your life, those big life-changing type of results. And that, my friends, that is incredible and actually really, really exciting because it feels so good to know what you're creating. And the commitment that comes with that is also actually pretty exciting because it's a whole new level of commitment. It's a whole new level of taking care of yourself. It's a whole new level of going first, of putting yourself first. And that's especially true when you finally start to see the results. Making 2023 my fittest year ever is a slow process. It's taking small, incremental change, all so that it's lasting change. I'm willing to wait to see the results, but I know in my bones that it can be really hard to wait. I know that it can be hard to stay motivated. And the reason for this is that it's really simple. It's because there's a gap. There's a gap between all the action that I'm taking and the result that I want. So for instance, the action I'm taking to become more flexible right now is to do more yoga. But if I do yoga one time, one evening a week, I'm not going to magically be flexible the next day. It takes time. I saw this really play out a few years ago when I finally started to run again. It took a certain number of runs, a certain number of attempts, a certain number of training sessions before I could actually run a mile without stopping, which was what my goal was at that time. So we see this gap whenever we're trying to create any kind of change in our life. It's that gap between action, the action we're taking, and the result that we want. So how can you stay motivated when you're waiting on that result? For me, I'm expecting this journey that I'm on right now to last at least a whole year, maybe even longer. A whole year of waking up every day, trying to create a body and a mind that is fitter than what it was before. Trying to do it on my own terms, from a place of gentleness, self-love, joy, and peacefulness, and honestly, reverence for all that my body is and is capable of doing and has done for me already. But even with that mindset, even with that mentality, even with that viewpoint, waiting on the results is hard. It's not easy, especially in our instant gratification culture. Here are three ways to stay on track. Number one, simply be aware that the gap between action and result exists. That awareness alone helps so much. If we know it's there and we know to expect it, we know then that nothing has gone wrong. We can be ready for that gap and aware that it's there. It even has a name, the action-result gap. The second thing we can do to stay on track is that we can work through the gap itself by measuring our incremental progress. This is why I track everything that I do. Right now, I'm tracking all of it. I write it down each day. I note what I'm eating. I note my mood. I indicate whether I meditate or journal. I write down how many steps I take. I indicate whether I go for a walk. I write down whether I've honored my end-of-day routine for myself. When I keep that level of data, when I track it in that way, then I can see whether the incremental shifts are happening. I can see how my mood is being impacted. I can see what results are showing up for me, even if they're tiny results. What's more, and this is the third strategy to stay on track, is that you can use that tracking data then to really gamify the habit that you're trying to create. Gamifying something means that you turn an everyday task or something routine that you're working on or a habit that you're trying to build into a game. You incentivize yourself. And by doing that, you then increase the likelihood that you're actually going to follow through with what you're trying to do. You increase the likelihood that you'll build that habit or complete that task. Gamification is not a cure-all. It's not going to make you do things that you truly don't want to do. So if you have absolutely no desire or motivation to get up and move your body, then you're not going to magically go do it just because you've tried to gamify it. Same thing if you have a total lack of awareness around the things that are causing you to resist moving your body, for example. If you aren't aware of those and aren't addressing those things, then no amount of gamification, no reward, is going to allow you to like outsmart or hack your brain and somehow trick it into getting over those obstacles, getting over that resistance. So gamification is a tool. It's not a panacea. It's not going to fix everything, but it is a really helpful tool that you can use and have in your toolbox and take out when it makes the most sense for you. So it's for that reason that it's really, truly very helpful to continue to work with a coach or to get some awareness of however that comes to you, whether it's through thought downloads or through verbal processing of your emotions and feelings and thoughts, to get awareness around what is really happening. And it's also helpful for that reason to actually choose things that you truly want to do. So that's why when it comes to movement, I'm only doing things right now that I want to do. It's so important to choose things that we want to do when we're trying to build the habit, because that helps to remove the barrier to doing it. So Maybe you aren't picking something that's so hard and out of reach right now that it brings up a lot of negative emotion and negative thoughts. Instead, choose something that's really accessible for you right now. Even better, choose something you love to do. Choose something that feels fun. I talk all about this in an earlier episode in this series, like episode 75, which is all about adding that joyful movement to our lives. So the bottom line is that gamification is not going to magically transform you into somebody who does all these things or creates all these habits automatically overnight. There's no magic fairy dust here, okay? What gamification can do, though, is help you to overcome that action results gap that we're waiting on. It can help you to keep moving forward toward a goal by rewarding the incremental progress that happens. Gamification can be as simple as noticing a streak that you have. It can be as simple as incentivizing yourself by treating yourself by completing that goal for a particular day. Right now, I have a goal that I'm working on where if I do it for 7 days in a row, I'm going to schedule a massage. It's a really hard goal for me, and it's requiring a lot of mindfulness and a lot of attention. And so if I can do that for 7 days straight, I'm 100% booking that massage. As soon as I hit that 7-day streak, I'm booking that massage. But it doesn't have to be a massage. It doesn't have to be after a 7-day streak. You can reward small things too. So for example, maybe you give yourself a reward for going to bed on time. Maybe if you stick to your grocery list that you created for your meal plan, instead of buying a whole bunch of stuff that you don't need, you stick to that list. And then when you get to the checkout aisle, you reward yourself with your favorite drink or a trip to Starbucks. So for me right now, my favorite current drink is Kavita's Sparkling Probiotic in the mint mojito flavor. Having that is a total treat for me and something that I reserve just for special occasions right now to really treat myself. So if I was looking for a way to incentivize what I'm doing, I could treat myself to that drink, for example. That's a really simple way to gamify. You can also use technology. I'm a huge believer that there is nothing wrong with using technology as long as it is actually serving us. So what we want is for technology to be a tool that helps us, not something that controls us, not something that dictates our day. We want to run the algorithm. We don't want the algorithm to run us. When it comes to gamifying, there are actually loads of apps right now that can help us to do this. So some are really general and some are more specific. So one of my kids, for example, loves Duolingo and she's using it to become more familiar with a foreign language and she likes to get on streaks and get points from staying consistent. That's a form of gamification that's building that habit and then thereby building that skill for her too. There's pretty much at this point an app for almost everything when it comes to gamification. So I've decided to make a little bit of a game or experiment about this for myself, and I'm going to try a few and see what resonates with me. So right now, this week, I am trying Habitica, and I'm also really super excited about one that I want to try once the snow melts here, which is Zombie Run. I haven't had a running habit for several years. I've had a running habit off and on over the last couple decades of my life. And it seems like I always fall off track when something, you know, kind of comes up. Like when the pandemic came up or when I became pregnant with my fifth baby, running totally fell by the wayside. But now I'm ready to kind of get back to that, especially once the snow melts here. And so I'm really looking forward to trying out this app called Zombie Run because I want to run and I want it to be fun. And what this app is it's an immersive game where you try to outrun zombies, which sounds like so ridiculous, but also a really fun way to get some movement in, right? And so I guess the lesson from today is stay on track with your habits. Understand that the action result gap is real and that you're going to experience it and that you just have to persist through it. The results will come. They are on the other side of that gap. They are waiting for you. And stay on track, but above all else, make it fun. That's what creating the fittest year ever is all about, making it fun. enjoying this one beautiful, glorious life that you have. So that's the takeaway here, my friends. Make it fun. I will see you next time. Okay, my friend, thank you for checking out this episode. Hey, if you like this content and you're ready to take the work to the next level, then I want to invite you to get coached by me. I offer one-on-one coaching and group coaching too. Imagine what it would be like if you could finally enjoy this season of life that you're in and set that incredible example of fulfillment and joy for your kids. That is possible for you, and I'm here to help. All you have to do is head over to momfirstcoaching.com to find out more.